morning. It's a great pleasure to welcome into the studio this morning, Sinead. Hi, Sinead.
Hi, Jeff.
Good of you to come in. Now, from Lewin.
Yes.
This is great.
Thank you.
As a community radio station, we're absolutely happy to get behind any community initiative and help promote it. Now, I would suggest to you, without knowing, because my knowledge of sailing ships is not very good, but let me tell you, I think that you probably have the job from heaven.
I do. It's amazing. It's just one of the most wonderful organisations I've ever encountered. The fact that it's a replica 1850s barkentine ship, that it's a pirate ship, effectively. Yeah. And these kids that the youth that we engage with, are invited to come on board and spend 7-8 days on the ship, learning all these amazing skills, learning to team build, push themselves out of their comfort zone, sleep in these very confined conditions, that, sure. and something that they would never have encountered before. So to be able to do that and then come away from it, the stories that we hear are just incredible. The difference in these kids when they finished, I just thought, well, I want to be part of this. I want to be part of an organisation that gives something to these kids. And we're making these kids better for our future. You know, they're going to be adults one day and hopefully come back and volunteer with us. So that's our goal, is to ignite a spark in them that they want to do more and come back and be Lewinites for a very long time. And that's, there's been people that have come on, like when it first was launched 40 years ago,
yeah.
And they are still with the organization today.
Yeah.
They're so passionate and they're so amazing. We even have some very incredible shed boys in our place in Fremantle who come in every Tuesday and they give their time freely to do things for the ship.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful organization to work for.
So that's that bit. Let's get back to you for a start. Let's get this down on a personal
note.
You're obviously not from here.
No.
Tell us the Sinead journey to here.
Very brief. I was born in Belfast and lived in England for a long time.
Right.
Met my husband, who I found out was born in Australia.
All right.
And I said, well, why don't we just go to Australia? And we brought our three kids. Came out here in 2012, had another, and we've been here ever since. And absolutely love it here, and it's so wonderful.
How did the job with the Lewin come about? Was it an advertised thing? Was it a word of mouth thing?
Well,
it was
extraordinary. So my CEO in the organisation, I work for a not-for-profit in Kwinana, called Kwinana Early Years Services, and my CEO was leaving. She had been recruited by the Lewin to be their CEO.
Right.
And she never sailed. She was completely new to it, but she was very excited about the opportunity to do something extraordinary. And when she got there, the staff were minimal because it had just gone into voluntary administration. So she asked, would I be interested in coming in and picking up the role and helping her turn things around? And I was very excited. I'd actually never heard of the Lewin. So when I knew where it was,
sure.
I'd been down to see it, but I didn't know about the organisation. So fast forward 8 months, I have learned a lot about this organisation and I absolutely love it. I love the passion in everybody. And it's ignited something in me too.
Has it?
Yeah, it really has. And it's such a great team that we've now got on board. And we have some very amazing people who've come back because the history that they have in them is crucial to us going forward and making this an amazing thing.
So you talk about it being a training tool for young people.
Yes.
But we're here this morning to talk about a training tour for older people.
We are.
The 20th of August from mm-hmm. Monkey Mia, Lewin comes back down here to Frio, weather permitting, on the 27th, so it's a week.
It is. 8 days.
Crewed by anybody who fits the criteria.
That's right.
So let's get down to, because as I've mentioned a few times this morning before you came in, this is a bit of a bucket list thing.
Yes.
For people.
Yes.
So we're best, I think, to get the elephant out of the room. I can think of two elephants out of the room. One is, there is a cost.
There is.
Now that cost is $3,085.
That's right.
For the 7 or 8 days. So if my maths is any good, that's a bit over $300 a day.
Yep. I know.
Where are you going to get an adventure like this that you will never forget. You can't dream it up. You can't imagine it. There's no point in reading about it in someone else's book.
That's true.
You've got to be doing it.
You've got to be doing it.
So as much as it's nearly $3,100,
yeah, but
which prohibitive for some people, but for other people, when you cut it back to $350 a day or whatever the maths is, it's cheap.
It is cheap. Look, if you're going to spend a night somewhere, why not? Out in the open ocean, on a replica pirate ship, effectively, doing something you never imagined you'd do.
Sure.
Do it. It's like, oh my gosh, they just love it. The people that go on it just love it. And that's the story here. You know, you're going to get to go climb the mast, unfurl the sails, you know, do stuff that you would never have imagined. You can crew the ship, effectively, yeah, in that time. Because the crew and the training program, the volunteers that are on board with you, and there'll be 40, hopefully. If we can get 40 adults engaged, that's our full capacity.
Right.
If we can get them on, that's four watches of 10 people. And that's the way it works. And they all have part of it. Those sails have to be pulled up,
yep,
manually. Everything's manual on the ship. There is an engine, but you don't want to use the engine.
No.
You want to use the sails, and you want to feel the wind, and you want to, you know, see the dolphins and the whales and everything, you know, swimming beside you as you're there. And then there's the night watches. You get up at night, and the stars. There's going to be no, you know, disturbance from, you know, the buildings and everything. No interrupted view. And you're going to see the stars, and you can lie there as you're doing your night watch, you know, and chatting with people who have wanted to do this for years. There'll be people out there who have wanted and watched what this organization can do and thought, I'm too old. I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't fit the criteria. I'm not, you know, 25. And that's what this is for. It's for those people that they may never do it again.
Yeah.
But they may come on this voyage,
yep,
and they may come back and be lifelong members. And it may be something that they've always wanted to do. Why just, you know, drive up to Monkey Maya, drive back in a van? Why? You know, get up there, get the bus up, I don't know, fly up and come back on the ship.
Yep.
You get on, you meet some incredible people. Our crew are fantastic, you know. And they want everybody to have that experience. And that's why we've opened this up to more than just the youth. We have this opportunity. It came available, and we thought, why not? And we've had so many people come to us and say, but I'm 40, can I not do it? I'm really sorry. And that breaks my heart, because you can tell these, sure, people really want to do it.
Yep.
So this is our opportunity. Right. Get on board, you know?
So there's no age prohibition here.
No.
They've got to be reasonably physically okay.
Yeah, you need to have a good fitness level, I would say, because, you know, it is, if anyone's ever seen it or seen pictures of it, you know, getting up and down those steps to the saloon and the sleeping quarters, it's a bit steep. Not to mention, if you want to get the full experience and you want to climb the mast and do everything that's expected, you need to be physically fit. But we have 60, 70-year-olds that go on and volunteer, sure, and do those voyages, and they are physically fit and they're able, and they do the 7-day voyages with the kids as watch leaders. And they love it, and that's who inspires the young people.
So what you're saying is it's a full working on the ship experience.
Yes.
There's no...
Everything. You do everything. And by the end of it, when you've learned and you are taught by this amazing crew and volunteers, you're taught how to sail the ship.
Yeah, right.
You're taught everything about sailing a ship, tying knots, how the sails go up, how they get packed away when they come back down. There's an engineering part of it. There's, you know, you can join up with the bosun and learn what the bosun does, what the mate does, what the cook does. Whatever your passion is, there's something there for you, you know, and you can help the cook in the galley cook the meals if you really want to.
You just struck upon one of my favourite subjects, and
food.
That's food.
I thought you might say that.
Absolutely. So there is a cook on board?
There's a chef, not just a cook.
Oh, stop it.
We've employed a chef, and he is incredible.
Right.
And he will prepare three nutritious, healthy, fulfilling meals every day. And I think they'd also do morning and afternoon tea, if I'm right.
Right.
You know, and there's plenty of food. And everybody, you know, it's a wonderful experience. Everybody eats together in the main saloon in a proper, you know, the amazing... varnished wood benches.
Yes.
You sit there, you eat. Then there's frivolity, there's laughter, there's singing. It's a beautiful experience. And I think I'm pretty sure we're going to do the same as we do with the kids. And on the last night, they have what they call Sod's Opera.
Right.
So everybody gets to get up after you've obviously bonded with all these beautiful people. Sure. They get up and they do a little piece, whatever their talent is, and everybody gets to do it. And then on the last day, they get to crew the ship.
Yep. I'm just about to
read. Oh, sorry, you're taking
over. No, sorry. On the last full day of the voyage, I'm cheating, folks, because I'm reading.
He's reading.
On the last full day of the voyage, it's over to you. Together, you'll nominate a relief ship's crew from within your teams who has shown leadership, team management skills and capability. You're invited to test your knowledge and skills and work together to chart the ship's course to a new anchorage.
Yeah.
What a buzz.
Where else are you ever going to do that? You're not going to do it on a cruise ship. No, they're not going to let you sail a cruise ship. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for adults in WA to go, I've always wanted to do this. This is my chance. And you've just got to take it, because you don't know what's around the corner, do you?
You certainly don't. Do you have any takers as yet?
Not yet. I'm hopeful. You know what? These things happen. I'm positive we can turn this around and get people on that ship. I just have to speak to people like yourself, Jeff, you know, and your listeners, and I'm hoping your listeners, and even if it's not you, maybe you might know someone that wants to do it. Yeah. Spread the word, you know, give us a hand here. All of the, you know, information's on our social media.
It's not the sort of thing that you want to find out about in September.
No.
Because it's over.
No.
Because the ship is being used for other things.
It is.
There's a week window here.
Yeah.
That you're utilising to do this.
It is, that's
and
right.
Folks, I don't know about you, but, you know, if I had the time, to be honest, I'm no sailor, but I'd like to find out how much of a sailor I'm not.
Oh, my goodness, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
It would.
So there you go. Now, how do people get in contact with you, and what do they do now? They've heard this, they're having a coffee at home, they look at each other and go, I think we should do this.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
Okay, you can either give me a call at the office. The office number is 089-430-4105. There's also, you can just email me, Sinead@sailloon.com. Send me an email.
Now, we will have that detail here if people don't have it, and I'll get you to give that detail to Greg on the way out. What else can we tell them apart from the fact that they should be getting nice and excited?
Oh, gosh, we have so much going on. Can I, you know, apart from this wonderful voyage, we have if you want to be, you know, excited about what we do, we've got a movie coming up.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get a chance to tell you about this, Jeff, but it's called The Great White Whale.
Right.
And it was made by a wonderful director called Michael Dillon, who he sailed on a voyage back in the 1960s out to Heard Island.
Okay, yeah.
It was an exhibition.
In Antarctica, yeah.
It was. And the founder of the Loon, Malcolm Hay, actually was part of that.
Oh, right.
And through that voyage and what they experienced, Malcolm Hay came back, and his vision was to have this sailing ship for these kids in WA, and he brought it to fruition.
Yeah, right.
Through some wonderful way. And so this movie, which is their voyage,
yep,
and the experience, and I've seen this, and it is very emotive, and I did have a tear.
Good.
It was amazing. So that's going to be, I will give you the details to that, and if you wouldn't mind, posting it for us. But that's going to be actually August the 8th. So we've got that coming on August the 8th in the Luna on Essex in Fremantle.
Okay.
And then there's a few other dates, but I'll give you those dates. And
yeah, give them to Greg on the way out. We'd be more than happy. That's exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting. You need to come, Jeff. It's going to be amazing.
You have too much job satisfaction.
I love my job. I do love my job, yeah. Come and volunteer as well at Luan if you have any time.
Who would have thought that the girl from Belfast...
Nobody. Honestly, I never dreamed that I'd be doing a job like this, yeah. You know?
Isn't that fabulous?
It's fabulous.
We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. So, as I say, Greg will take those details from you.
Yeah.
I might check in with you just to see how things are going, and
yes,
you've got my contact details.
I do.
We'd love to keep contact with you.
Yeah, and if I can come back and keep promoting, that would be wonderful.
Well, we could do that. So maybe in a couple of weeks' time,
yeah,
we can do something about that.
Brilliant.
It's been a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Sinead. And it's a pleasure here, as I say. We're a community radio station, folks, and that's what we do. So, good on you. Nice to have met you, but we'll be in contact.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Okay.
25 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sinead, isn't she gorgeous? 25 minutes after 9 o'clock. A very good morning to you, as I've mentioned. Greg's in the chair, 9364 9888. Any additional information that we can pass on to Sinead so she can get back in contact with you? If we've got questions, we're happy to act as that catalyst. And I'll tell you what, it's an exciting thing. Music